This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan in Vero Beach. So imagine the plumbers are cutting the concrete foundation inside your house. All the while, through back-breaking work, two slender, dusty millennials are singing and rapping about taking the high road. This is how we came to know Kenny Holden and Alan Lowry.
This is Kenny B. Holden, a.k.a. Kenneth Augustus Holden.
Quest, a.k.a. Alan Ford Lowry.
Together, they create a form of hip-hop called conscious music, which decries violence and promotes social change through knowledge of self and personal discovery.
It's just basically putting out, you know, the thought of, like, you know, maybe I have the power to change my life.
And this song's called Breathe. Yeah.
Battle the machine and we battle ourselves, everything in between, battle heaven and hell.
As young as they are, Holden is 27 and Lowry is 24. They have both lived through extreme hardship, yet they're unstoppably optimistic.
You can't glorify all the bad stuff. I'm from Chicago. My daddy was a gangster. My mama did a lot of things, you know, that I'm not going to put on blast like that. But, you know, I done seen a lot of things. Seen dead bodies at 8 years old. But that doesn't make me who I am.
They hope to attract a young audience, and they've named their venture UBU Entertainment.
And UBU stands for UBU, which is you be yourself. If we can start getting at people, especially the youth, the young age, because, you know, this is what we have to catch the youth now, because we got to save our future.
Lowry was born and raised in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
So I found my mom dead when I was 16.
She had a heart attack in her sleep.
Yeah, on Mother's Day, May 8th, 2011, while my dad was at work.
Heavy with grief, he was placed in a teen challenged program in Arkansas, where he learned,
if you can understand yourself and you understand other people, you can understand why people do things and act certain ways and carry themselves, you know? And then that sheds more light on yourself.
That's why the cultural difference is good. My best friend, he's Caucasian. I'm a black man. We all go through the same things. We all get tested in the same different ways.
The two met in Texas, where their music sparked. Then 2 years ago, Lowry made his way to Vero Beach through the Dynamic Life Recovery Center, which is a faith-based addiction treatment program.
So I was going through a little struggle and whatnot, and then the door just opened, and so I went into it, and here I am now.
Holden moved here last year, and now the two work hard, side by side, laboring to pay the bills and writing music to pursue their dream. We point out their strong work ethic.
That's the drive. That's what it get us to where we need to be.
Their message to kids, to not be scared of
challenging yourself or taking the next step to do something.
To keep trying when you fail.
If you wake up in the next morning and you breathe in the next day, that means God gave you another chance to do it different.
To make good choices.
And it's basically just about being the wiser of the situation. You know, is this this or is that that? You know, it's basically being, you know, analytical about it. You know, just looking at the scope of things instead of just looking down one field of vision.
To navigate difficult situations and people.
To just be still and to let things pass by through you instead of soaking that energy up and then passing it back to somebody else. Analyze what you're going to say before you speak.
And most of all,
pray hard. That's all it is. Pray hard, work hard. I think everything else falls into place.
My G-O-D, I seen it manifest and watching bless. Everything we going through is really just a test that we can level up to the next step. Now he ain't done yet. It's only the beginning. Let him love more and hate less. Yeah, that's the feeling.
I'm Tania Ortega Cowan in Vero Beach, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.